Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Bizology Buzz radio show for entrepreneurs for building extraordinary and thriving businesses. Coming to you live today, November 30th, 2010 at 1 p.m. from Newton, New Jersey. I'm your host, Business Success Coach Donna Price, and we have a new name you might have noticed that I'm very excited about, Bizology Buzz, the buzz about business. I will continue to bring you real-world strategies for building your successful business, and I want to welcome you for the first time to Bizology Buzz Radio. We have a great guest today, Bambi Corso, a life purpose specialist, and she's going to be talking with us today about dreams, intuition, and business. But before I introduce Bambi, I want to remind you that you can pick up your free 14-day trial at bizology.biz, our state-of-the-art membership for building business success. It's a step-by-step system that will guide you through your business building process. And I also want to encourage you to select Bizology Buzz Radio as one of your favorites. It helps the show to be ranked higher. As I just looked, there's 119 pages of business radio shows on Blog Talk, so pick Bizology Buzz as one of your favorites. This radio show is one of our gifts to entrepreneurs, and we work to bring you great guests, great interviews, and, of course, we always have a lot of fun on the show. I want to welcome your calls at 718-664-6194, or you can join our chat room and post any questions you have there. So let me tell you about Bambi. She's a life purpose specialist, and she is the founder of BambiCorso.com, Living with Purpose, on Purpose, a company dedicated to deepening people's sense of purpose and calling by teaching them to connect with, cultivate, and live their lives' passions. With over 27 years of corporate experience, Bambi's passion is helping other transitioning professionals to begin living the life they feel called to live, just as she has. She does this by using her expertise in spirituality, energy, and mindset management, the law of attraction, and dream work. Bambi believes in possibilities, in the power of change, and that every individual has the ability to chart a different path simply by choosing an authentic life based on deliberate choices. She uses her training and philosophy to help others open their minds to enhance perspectives that support these changes, working to overcome limiting beliefs that may keep them from manifesting the life they desire. She also uses her expertise in dream work to help support these changes, because each dream is constantly commenting on the true and emotional state of the dreamer, allowing people to gain a broader perspective about where they're at in their lives in comparison to where they want to be. By combining the two, the ultimate reach is deeper and attention is drawn to that which may not otherwise have been consciously recognized. Bambi gives her clients tools to listen to their inner wisdom and intuition in order to chart that path that most resonates with them. She's also the contributing author to an upcoming book, 101 Great Ways to Enhance Your Career, coming out very soon, next month. So I want to welcome you, Bambi. I'm excited about our conversation today. Welcome to Bizology Buzz.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you for having me. I've been excited about this all week.
Oh, good, good. Well, me too. And I know I have lots of questions for you, but I want to start off just finding out what a life purpose specialist does, because that is a unique title. I love it.
Thank
you. Tell
us
what it means, really.
Okay. Yeah. What I do, Donna, is I show people how to connect with and cultivate their true life purpose. And, you know, I think people can be a little confused about life purpose, because there's one aspect of it that sounds so big and so large. And truly, when we're connecting with our life purpose, what we're doing is we're connecting to our own authentic self, and we're connecting with our own ability to just to really show up in our life by sharing what it is that we most love and what we are most passionate about. So I help cultivate that in people, and I help bring that out. And I find that a lot of people they have these feelings, these callings to do something bigger with their life. And so I show them how to do that. That's in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
That sounds like really exciting work to be doing, though.
It's amazing work. Yeah. Yeah, because what you're doing is you're taking people along an inner and an outer journey towards self-discovery, you know, and I just to get people to the truth of who they are and what their gifts are and what they are here to contribute to the world is an extremely rewarding thing to do.
Definitely. So in your bio, it sounds like a lot of the people that you work with are people that are transitioning from a corporate environment to not a corporate environment? Is that?
Yes, exactly. And I think it's similar to, you know, the people that I know that you spend a lot of time with business entrepreneurs. There are people who are really wanting to make some changes in their life where they've gone through the experience of being in a corporate environment that just really did not support who they are. And so in life, obviously, we're, you know, when these promptings come and call to us to make some kind of a change, usually it's been sparked by something else. So what's going on right now, of course, in the world, there's a lot of people who maybe not having the same work that they had, or, you know, there's kind of a deepening into what do I really want to do with my life, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it seems that there's a lot of people transitioning right now, some mostly not by choice. And
yeah,
it's a great opportunity, even though they're not choosing it, to figure it out and to take a different path, perhaps.
Exactly. And I absolutely like the word that you used for that, because life is always going to be presenting us with opportunities. And because of the way things are, and because there are so many people who, you know, maybe not of their own choosing are in that position, when you know how to look for the opportunity in something like that, it's really helpful.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about your story of how you came to be a life purpose specialist.
Well, I spent the last 27 years in corporate America. As a teenager, I began working actually for Kenny Rogers Productions, and back in the day when he had his own production company and recording studio, and that started off my corporate career. And I moved my way up, and the last position that I held was the chief operating officer of a international hair care company. And the, you know, corporate America has been a huge blessing to me, and I learned so much. But I also felt like there was always a part of me, Donna, that just knew there was some other kind of work that I really wanted to do. And I always knew it was going to have something to do with working with people, and I consider part of what I do, you know, attending to the spiritual part of who we are as well. And so throughout my life, I always spent my nights and my weekends and my vacations taking workshops and seminars or reading books. And I've really been preparing for this time in my life for probably the entire time that I worked in corporate America. So it's a nice combination to have gone from that place and to have followed my own call and be able to do that now, because in the process I came to know the journey of what it takes to get from that place into living something that feels like my own purpose, and how I can help others now do the same thing, but in a lot less time than I spent on it and with a lot more tools than I had.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about intuition and how much intuition played a part in your journey, but then also let's define it. What is it? So that it's clear.
You know, I define intuition as it's like our internal navigation system. So, you know, it's similar to a GPS in a car, except that this is something that it's built into who we are. And it's something that is, as long as we're paying attention and we're conscious, it's something that is always going to keep us on track, and it's always going to help us get to the place that we're headed. intuition really is something that's very, very simple, but I think oftentimes that part of us becomes muted, or we can't hear it, or we're not quite sure how it's showing up in our life because we get so busy doing other things. So intuition is really just tapping into that part of ourself that knows all things.
Okay. So I want to talk about how we do that, but I also want to hear a little bit about how that affected, like, your journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, like I said, I always had a very strong feeling about what I wanted to move into in my life. And, you know, my own journey also has been that of being the person who didn't trust their intuition and didn't always follow the calls. And so it's interesting because I used to read books about intuition. It seemed like it was something that was just so out there. I had to meditate every day, and I had to do all these things in order to connect to that part of me. Looking back now, Donna, it's something that really, it's not something that is difficult. It's a very, very simple tool, and it's something that we're all using all the time. And we've just really got to learn how to trust ourselves. And so for me, my journey was learning really to trust my own intuition. And whether it was, you know, working with certain people or creating certain products, or, I mean, it can be absolutely anything, of course, you know, who you're in relationships with. The trust factor is really, really critical in connecting with your own intuition.
I feel that's huge.
Yeah. It is the trust factor.
Okay, so how do people distinguish between, you know, because, well, most of us have, I have, this other inner voice that's, like, constantly questioning everything going on.
Right.
You know, the not as positive inner voice.
Right.
So how do you distinguish between the two?
There's a few things that... you know, they always say that part of those, the battling voices, is between the heart and the mind. And, you know, the heart will tell us one thing, or we think that the heart is telling us one thing, and then the mind will be more rational and will often tell us something that absolutely conflicts. And I think a lot of really learning how to trust it and to understand which is the voice that is speaking to you is you have to really get to know who you are, in the sense that, you know, when we feel things, Donna, or somebody says something to you, the body responds in a certain way. For example, the body has an intuitive function just in and of itself, you know, as does the heart. But you can always tell when something's a little off, because it almost always shows up in your gut or in your heart. Something feels amiss, something, they tighten in the body, or something just, you know what I mean, Donna? There's just that feeling that something is just not right. And so the importance of being conscious of that really just means paying attention, or knowing how to pay attention when the body is responding to something or the heart is responding to something. And I think for each of us, it probably takes some practice, because you have to learn what those signals are for yourself. You know, I don't think that it's always going to be the same, but I do think, for example, that gut feelings are a commonality in intuition between people. The other thing I have found over time is that working on having a very healthy self-esteem feels connected to intuition, because, as I mentioned, the trust factor. If your self-esteem is at a level that is not high, then you're always going to be doubting everything that happens anyways. So really learning to appreciate who you are and building a nice, healthy self-confidence really helps your intuition as well, because you've learned how to trust the voice that you're hearing, you know?
Okay. So that's helpful. Now let's talk a little bit about like why this would be important for business owners, entrepreneurs, so that we're really clear. It's very connected, but let's just help people connect it.
Absolutely. You know, like everything else that we do, choosing to be a business entrepreneur is it's a choice. It's something that we're doing and spending a lot of our time and energy in life, and everything that we do is connected. So as a business person, as a business entrepreneur, learning to tune into that part of yourself that will help guide you to make the right kind of decisions, for example, there's a lot of options out there. I am on the internet a lot myself, and one thing, for example, there's all kinds of different business opportunities on the internet. So if you're an entrepreneur, right, you can find, you know, 100 different types of business coaching, or you can find different types of contact management. Whatever it is, there's always going to be a tremendous amount of choices out there. So the idea of really helping your business with your intuition is to make sure that you're making the right choices for yourself, because it's very easy to read a sales page, for example, and to get sucked into the, oh my gosh, this sounds perfect, this is great, and it's going to cost this much money, but is it really the right one for you? So, you know, for myself, I use the intuitive part of myself in making choices, because to me, our whole life is based on the choices that we make. So everything that we decide upon is going to then shift the navigation in that direction. And you have to make sure that that's the place you want to be headed, you know?
Okay. That's great. And I think when we were setting up this show, I was telling you that I had been talking with a business owner and kind of said that very thing of, you know, you got to listen to your gut about what, and hers was, do I open another location, you know, should I be growing my business in this way, you know, right now? And part of it came down to, well, what's your gut telling you about it?
Yeah, and I know, you know, for me, Donna, the intuitive part of my own nature is much more prevalent in dreams, because that's a place where we're no longer bound by the physical body. There's not really, you know, you take the ego and it gets set aside in that space. And so you're much more able to hear guidance. It comes through imagery, but for me, anytime I'm in a big decision-making mode, my dreams are going to reflect to me what's going on with me and things that I should be mindful to watch for in the process, you know, because anything in life and everything is comprised of energy. And when we're in the dream state, we're able to communicate with life in an entirely different way than we are in our waking life. So that has been really, really helpful for me, because learning to use that as one of my tools really provides an entirely different experience when working with intuition.
Okay. So let's talk more about dreams and why they're important and how we use them then.
Okay.
Once
great.
Once we kind of clued into their importance, like, then what?
And then what? Well, let me just kind of start off by saying, you know, what are dreams? I think dreams can be kind of tossed off into an area like, you know, it's for some people it's very woo-woo, very out there. Everybody's having them, but when you don't know how to understand them, they're very, very confusing. But dreams, they're a visual representation of the emotional state of the dreamer. They are usually a picture of our current condition, whether that be emotional, physical, spiritual, or mental. They comment on our moral compass. So if we're doing something that's out of our own integrity, the dreams will point that out to us, for example. They will offer a predicament, but they'll also offer a different possibility. They're very multidimensional, Donna. Dreams are really, to me, a portal to the soul because they connect the unconscious and the conscious parts of who we are. And in that blending, we see things that normally in our waking state we wouldn't see. So it can be as simple as a review or a processing of the day that shows up in the dreams, or it can be, you know, a tremendous guidance system that helps us navigate through difficult times and through change. So that's kind of how I would define dreams.
Okay.
The reason that they're so important is because they contain information and messages for us as long as we're willing to pay attention to them and to act on behalf of them. So, you know, dreams will show us how we really feel about something. And they also help us to trust our intuitive hits, because sometimes in a dream we'll get information about something and then maybe we'll wake up and we'll think, gosh, I'm going to watch that piece today. And the more they pay attention to a particular image or a scenario in the dream, the more they'll start noticing how something like that is playing out in the waking life. So they really help connect us to the energetics around us and to what I would call the invisible worlds, you know, higher self, nature, universal laws, things like that.
Okay. So do people need to go out and buy, like, a dream book to interpret their dream?
I love that question.
Because that's not what I'm hearing.
No. No, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Donna, because that is, let me explain it to you this way. Let's just say that you had a dream about a lion. And if you went and you looked it up in a dream dictionary, it might say something like, oh, there's a Leo coming into your life, or, you know, there's a fierce nature about you that is unrecognized, or whatever. I'm making all this up. If you look at a dream dictionary, it's somebody else's interpretation of an image. And to me, the best thing that a dream dictionary would ever really be used for is if you are completely stuck and need ideas. Otherwise, I have no dream dictionaries. I don't believe in dream dictionaries. Because imagery in dreams is extremely personal to the dreamer. So if you dream of a lion, Donna, it's going to be very different than if I dream of a lion. Because,
right,
you know, there's a multitude of factors. Maybe you feel very drawn to them. Maybe you're terrified of them. Maybe you work
right
with them. You know, I mean, there's so many different things. So you have to really get to know your own imagery to work with your own dreams. So that's kind of a long-winded answer for, no, I would definitely not go out and buy a dream dictionary.
Okay. So... Good. I don't have any, so that
good.
I don't need to go buy one. So I think that's really important for people to know, and it makes a lot of sense that, you know, it's all based on you, really, and
mm-hmm.
your life. So the images that you're seeing in your dream are related to you and what's going on in your world.
Yes, and I would also add that there is an aspect to dreaming, because we are picking up on energetics also that are around us. We are influenced by energetics of the world, of the collective, so that people will dream of things that are happening in the world as well. You know, again,
okay,
tapping into the
yep.
multidimensional nature of those. You know, for example, on 9/11, I had a young girlfriend who had a dream about a missile hitting a building the night before. She's in Southern California. But there is something that we do tap into in kind of that collective unconscious, and those things will also show up in dreams for people.
Right. Okay. We have somebody in the chat room that has a question, so I just want to get that out. This person says, I find that dreams take at times many years to materialize. How do we remember that long with, you know, with life passing me by?
Okay. I would be curious now, I'm wondering, are we talking about dreams as sleeping dreams, or are we talking about the types of dreams that, you know, for example, I have a dream of being something in a little bit of time, and maybe this person, I'm also in the chat room, if they could just very quickly respond to that.
Okay.
That would be terrific, and then we can answer that question.
Great. Go ahead.
If, you know, and I can speak to, if we're talking about dreams as far as how, you know, manifesting a dream in our life, in our waking mm-hmm. life. Although, no, they're talking about sleeping.
Okay.
This would be a great question if this person has any interest in calling in. here's kind of what happens in that. A person will have a dream, and oftentimes what's happening is it's the beginning stages of something that is developing within ourself. I'll use myself as an example. In 1998, I had a dream. I knew that I wanted to do something in my future. But in the dream, I was presented with a situation that I was not equipped to handle in my life at that current time. And so it took me probably 10 years for that part of myself to completely develop and be able to share it with the world. But what happened is in the dream, I knew I had to learn how to do public speaking. I immediately signed up the day after having the dream to Toastmasters and spent 2 years learning how to be a public speaker. So I was able to be manifesting something from the dream that it was telling me I needed to do, even though in my life it did not show up for quite a few more years. Does that make sense?
Yep. So you got some information from the dream that was useful in taking steps towards that dream.
Exactly, and towards my own future.
Okay. Now, one question that I have is how dreams or intuition connect to the law of attraction. Is there a connection there?
Oh, I believe there is absolutely a connection there. And with the law of attraction, you're dealing with a vibrational output. So what happens is, in dreams, is that we're picking up on things vibrationally, and we're also dreaming about things vibrationally. So let me give you an example. Let's just say that you have a dream about somebody that you work with, for example. And that person is making you feel a certain way in the dream. Maybe they're putting you down, you're not feeling confident, that type of a thing. It may not be that it's that exact person that's showing up in the dream, but what it is showing you is that energetically there's something in your life that is making you feel that way. So there's a correlation between the feeling in the dream and the feeling in the waking life. It's just that it will not always match the exact image in the dream. So this is why learning to pay attention to your own imagery is important, but also paying attention to the emotions in your dreams, because they will show you how you're actually truly feeling something, or maybe where your vibrational set point is located.
Okay. That sounds complicated.
It's actually not as complicated, but it will show, you know, if you have good, positive feeling dreams versus very depressing, sad dreams, if you were just to just take that piece alone and apply it to your life and say, gosh, where am I this sad? or maybe you're acting happy, but really truthfully, when you think about it deep down, you really are hurting about something. That's what I was saying about it will show you how you really feel about something. So you just kind of watch where that emotion span shows up in the dreams.
Okay. How do you figure out, like, what the different things in a dream might mean? Because sometimes dreams seem, like, pretty clear, you know, like, pretty direct, like, message. And then sometimes, you know, the dream itself, like, what was happening in the dream is clear, but, like, what it could possibly mean, at least for me.
Right, okay.
Talk about my own personal bizarre dreaming life.
Well,
dreams that I just don't get.
Right, yeah. And you know what? We're you know, I've been working on my own dreams, Donna, for 30 years, and I wake up and I still don't get them. But there are things that I do to help me to understand how to start working with whatever it is that shows up. Let me first just comment on, you have to want to. Dream work is kind of like a discipline, such as meditation or yoga or going to the gym or whatever it is that you do, but it is a certain discipline because it's something that you're going to be spending time with. But the very first steps would be really, if you don't remember your dreams, just really starting to keep a journal, or even if you do remember them, Donna, keep a journal and write down what it is that you're dreaming, because you're going to start seeing patterns that show up that you're only going to notice if you write them down, because I'm sure you've had the experience where you wake up and all of a sudden the dream is gone, you know, or within an hour you think you're going to remember it and it's just, they evaporate. So writing them down is the first piece to understanding what the dreams are meaning, because you're going to start noticing, gosh, this person keeps showing up a lot, or gosh, water keeps showing up a lot in my dreams, or maybe it's an animal figure, or maybe it's being at the office, or, you know, whatever it is, you'll notice consistency by writing them down. So that's the first part of that. Then there's a lot of different pieces to what the dream imagery means. But I think for this call, I would suggest that somebody go to the most potent part of the dream first. What part was it that they found either the most fascinating, the most curious, the most difficult, and work from that place? What you're really looking for, or how you really begin, is you start off with associations to images. So do you have one image maybe, Donna, that showed up, if, you know, person, place, thing, animal?
Sure. I haven't had this dream for a while, but I for a while had a recurring dream about sailboats, big sailboats, and my dad has a sailboat and we sail. But my dream, I was on a big sailboat with no water, moving right along. You know, up on the keel, almost in canal type, so not really in sailable open space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sails up but moving along. So it's like, well, what the heck is that about? Like, where's the water?
Right.
You know, what is that? What does that mean?
Now, if you were wanting to figure out what that image meant, the first thing then I would do is have you do some associations to a sailboat. What does a sailboat do?
It moves.
What's the purpose?
Relaxation.
Okay, so movement, relaxation, probably some enjoyment, but it's definitely going with a flow of the ocean, right?
Yeah.
And so if the sailboat is in a area where there is no water, what happens?
Well, one would think it would just, like, lay over and not move.
But in your dream it did?
But in the dream it keeps moving. It just chugs right along. Doesn't matter, there's no water there. There's no wheels on the bottom of it. It just stands up on its keel, you know, which is what sticks down under the boat and keeps it floating kind of in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But on the chat we also... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so what you do, though, is you begin to look at and question, okay, something out of place here. What's my associations to the image? What are my associations to water or to land in this particular case? And you start really feeling into, okay, well, what does it feel like to be in a boat that's moving along without the water? You know, and the more that you ask yourself the questions about the imagery, oftentimes the more that things will come up where, you know, again, I'll make something up here, Donna, but, you know, maybe there's a way in which things weren't maybe flowing the way that they should have been flowing, but they were still working. You know, that you were still able to have movement in your life at that particular point. It just didn't look like the normal way that you thought it should, potentially.
Okay, and again, so... Like, in the journal itself, you could be posing questions, and is that what you're suggesting, or?
What I normally do is I tell people to journal their dreams in the present tense, and especially, you know, again, as far as working with dreams as a tool for business, if a person is, whatever the dream is, the difference is that if I were to write down in the past tense, then I might say something like, I dreamt that I was in jail and I hadn't eaten for 3 days, versus you bring it into the present tense, I am in jail and I haven't eaten for 3 days. It brings the immediacy of the dream into the moment, and that piece alone helps clarify certain pieces for us. So using the tool of writing in the present tense and then beginning to do associations to imagery. Most people don't have a lot of time to sit and write out the questions for themselves, but if they can even just take a few images, I like to draw a circle on a piece of paper. I write the image name in the middle of it, and I draw lines around the outside. What are all the things that I associate to this image? What comes up for me? And if you do that for a few of the images, you might start noticing where something like that is speaking to an area of your life.
Right. Okay. Now, we've got some questions on the chat area, too.
Okay, great.
Well, it sounds like, I'm not sure if this is a woman or a man, so she or he had a dream of how to remodel a home from a single story to a three story. And the person's in real estate and construction, so she, he, thinking that the home may one day come to be one that they own. That sounds like a really clear dream that that you remember. You know, like if you ever saw that home, you're going to be like, that's the house that was in my dream.
Right.
You know, the layout just popped into the dream. It wasn't something that they created, but it was just right there, crystal clear in the dream.
So it brings up an interesting question about the ability for future dreaming, you know. Is there, I'll just use the word kind of a psychic nature to dreams, and I have worked with a lot of people who have seen things from their future show up in a dream. So, like the person that we have here in the chat room, that may very well become a house that that person creates one day. And, you know, I would be interested to know, did they sit and draw out the layout of that house? Have they kept that around with them? But you could also look at that dream as something... If you were to take it as a more of a personal dream, and it brings up something interesting with regard to dreaming of houses in dreams, because oftentimes they can represent the body or a representation of the whole self as well. in their particular scenario, it really does look like they were given a layout for something that they could create. But one could also use a dream like that and look to how do I want to remodel myself? How might I want to add on? How might I like to be three stories tall? That kind of thing. But those would be the types of questions where you start getting clear about where is this playing out, you know?
Right.
And again, you have to be able to really get to know your own dream self to be able to answer those questions.
Okay. Now, also, this person has a question about what if you have flying in your dream, or you're often flying in your dream.
Oh, I love flying.
It's one of my favorite dreams. I don't know what it means. It's just fun.
Flying is one of the common dream themes, and people will find there's usually two things that are going on with flying. The first one is really just that sense of freedom and that sense of things are not holding them down. If, however, you find you're trying to fly but you can't get off the ground, or you're stuck in mud, or your feathers don't work, your arms don't work, that could be representing how you're feeling stuck. Or, you know, you really want to fly, you know, or fly in life or move forward in life, but something's holding you back. So flying, if you're actually able to fly and enjoy the experience of flying, there's usually some sense of, release, enjoyment. But again, I also have heard of flying dreams where it, for certain people, can also represent living too much up in the air, up in, they're not grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, flying comes up a lot. I thought of something too, Donna. I want to give a couple of examples of things that are real specific to the listeners as far as how to use dreams in their business. I just want to share a few things that people may not know, that these are documented dreams where people were able to receive a dream and they created something out of that and what happened. So, for example, the sewing machine was actually invented by a man by the name of Elias Howe, and he invented it in 1845, and he had the whole idea of the sewing machine with the needle and all that, but he couldn't figure out exactly how to get the thread and the needle to work. And he ended up having a dream about being surrounded by these like Native people all the way around him, and they were circling in closer and closer and closer all the way around him. And right before they kind of got him, he noticed at the tip of the spears that there was a hole through the center. That was the one missing piece for him to actually finish the completion of the sewing machine. And as soon as he had that dream, he woke up, he knew that that was it, he tried it, and it worked. So little things like that can make a huge difference in understanding how to apply something like that to your own business. For him, this was his business. He was an inventor.
Right.
You know, sewing machine got created. Jack Nicklaus, the famous golfer, found a new golf swing in a dream. And when he had a dream about doing it a particular way, woke up, went out and played, and had one of his best golf days from a swing that he saw or learned of in a dream. People like, you know, the Twilight series that's out right now,
mm-hmm.
of all the vampires.
Right.
That woman dreamed first of the idea of that. It all came to her first in a dream. And then it turned into books, which then in turn turned into, the series of very well-known movies now. So things are constantly being given to us. It depends on what you do with the information, how you apply it to your life. And, you know, if people are interested in how to start using dreams in their business and how to start using them as an intuitive tool, I would highly suggest people just give it a try for a couple of weeks, keep a journal by the bed, and try something that is called incubating a dream. What that means is that you pose one question that you really want an answer to before you go to bed. Now, this can be anything, your business, it can be your personal life, it can be any kind of thing that is up for you that you want an answer about, but just one question. And you think about that, you write it down on the top of your journal, and you go to sleep with the intention of receiving an answer to the question. It doesn't always happen overnight, and it depends on how experienced the person is as a dreamer, but you will get information about it. And sometimes it will come in a dream, and other times you'll just wake up and you'll have an answer and you won't remember a single thing that you dreamed. It's kind of where the the saying, I'll sleep on it, came from, because, you know, there is something that informs us in that state.
Okay. I just want to say that the last few questions you have answered before I have asked them.
Good.
And they were questions that we did not talk about ahead of time.
No, I know.
So I'm like, wow, I was just going to ask her that question. That's great, because it sounds like you can nurture this as a real tool then to use for your business or for your life as a guidance kind of tool.
Absolutely.
If you're listening or, you know, paying attention.
Absolutely. You know, I had a dream one time. I was working for a company and things were not going all that well, but I couldn't tell how well or not well they were really going. You know, the people above would have known. And I had a dream that there was a bus just filled with people, and it was going downhill, and there was no doubt in the dream that this bus was going to crash. And when I woke up, just based on my particular scenario, I knew that it meant it's time to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple as that, so you're not really even having to interpret an entire dream, can show up with an answer.
Okay. That sounds pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay, on the chat we've got kind of going back to inventions, that many inventions are from dreams. For when the dream appears, it's time for the world to experience the product or service.
Well, yeah, beautifully said, too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because that kind of taps back into the whole, like, universal energy that, like, the universe is ready now.
Yes. Now, I love the way that person stated that. And it's very, very true, because things are calling for, I mean, you know, our whole world is created from a thought first. And our thoughts may not always come from us, you know. They come from someplace else, and we receive the thought, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time for the world to experience something that comes, no matter how it comes through. But you'll find that it's very popular in the creative arts to utilize dream work for their craft. There are a tremendous amount of musicians and painters and playwrights and authors who have dreamed of books and paintings and famous songs, like, you know, Paul McCartney dreamt of the song Yesterday in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
They're more in tune to tapping into that because these are people who are already connected to a creative side of themselves. You know, I think that in business, the opportunity is sometimes we can lean more towards a little bit more left-brained thinking in business when, in fact, business should be creative. So to be able to combine that and to combine intuition and dream work with your business gives you a huge opportunity to do things that nobody else is doing.
Definitely. I want to be sure that we get your website in here so that people know where they can be in touch with you. For more information.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's hear that.
The website is www.bambicorso, spelled BAMBICORSO.com. And I think I'd love to just let the listeners know that I have a 4-week teleseminar series that will be starting in the month of January, all about dreams, how to remember and journal them, how to use them, how to work with your own imagery. And it's, you know, anybody can just dial in. There'll be recordings so that if you can't make it on a particular night, you'll still get all the worksheets so that you can start using dreams in your life. And the information about that is not going to be available until tomorrow. Actually, it's coming out in my newsletter. So if there is anybody that's interested, Donna, if they just go to the website, thebambicorso.com, and just opt in for the free gift, they'll automatically get the mailing tomorrow.
Okay. And I would just encourage people to go to your website because it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I love the imagery on the top, and there's some other great resources and information there. So visit Bambi's website, BambiCorso.com, and also tell us about the book that you have coming out because that's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah, so 101 Great Ways to Enhance Your Career, and I'm a contributing author. I have one chapter, and what I talk about in my chapter is kind of a 3-step process to enhancing your career. So it's I'm very, very excited. We should have the book in hand in about a month, and there's quite a few different experts in the book who are all sharing something different about careers and business, so it's going to be very, very fun to see all the different things that are going to be in that book.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like an incredible resource for people.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's just really exciting to have a book coming out.
Very exciting.
That's great. The other thing I see on your website is ways to connect with you on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, so we just encourage people to take a look at those also.
Yeah, and I have a few videos on YouTube that are real specific to dream work and how to work with different aspects of dreaming, so settings on dreams, how to remember them, how to journal them, so people might find some of that helpful if it's something that they're really interested in trying.
Okay, good. So let's kind of go back to the beginning of our conversation where we talked about life purpose, and what are some of the tools that you use to help people get in touch with their life purpose? Because that, for some people, seems like hard to figure out. So what are some tools that could help them with that?
Yeah, and it's true. I think everybody they know it on a certain level, but I think sometimes what happens is, you know, even as young children, if we're in an environment that doesn't support something, sometimes we will tend to place it in an area that we forget about it. So one of the things that I do is touching into somebody's passion is usually directly related to life purpose. So, you know, when I'm working with people and we're talking about things that they love, people, you know, you can always tell when somebody is tapping into that for themselves because their faces light up and they get so excited, Donna. You know, you can hear it in their voice and their whole body language changes. They just, like, brighten up. So one of the things that I do is find what people are passionate about. I do use the dream work in life purpose work because, again, there's an area of ourselves that we're not always conscious of that, you know, it's just not part of our waking reality. And the dreams will show people certain things, or they'll wake up and they'll, you know, something will be presented in a dream that they just love, you know. And I'm finding, for example, right now I'm finding a lot of people dreaming about things that are based on environmental issues or animals, you know, really wanting to help certain things that are happening in life. They're feeling very called to do something related to healing right now at this time on the planet. And so wherever there is a passion, you can be pretty sure that your life purpose is connected to that. what I also do is I'll help people move through the things that often keep them from living their life purpose. So sometimes it's lack of clarity. Sometimes it's limiting beliefs about ourselves, or, you know, that we don't really, you know, we have this idea or that we have something that we really want to express, but gosh, how am I going to do that? It can show up as self-defeating behaviors, you know, the limiting beliefs. And so we work through all those kinds of things, and I really help people start taking action on things that they love, because the more you start finding a space to connect with something that you have that kind of passion about, you open up or you activate an energetic field around you where more of it starts showing up. And so, you know, the smallest little shifts or the smallest little conscious decisions to do something or make the space for something in your life that you absolutely love can really shift your whole reality. So I really work with people to get them to that place, start living it, and just remind people how magnificent they are. I mean, people are amazing. And I think that's probably the part of my work that I love the most is showing people, you know, how truly amazing they are. And I think people don't give themselves enough credit for the difference that they make. And so I get a lot of joy out of doing that.
Well, that sounds incredible, because I think you're right. People don't give themselves enough credit, and they have that inner critic that sometimes they can't quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just sounds like working with you would be incredible, because you're so positive, but you're also highlighting what's good about them and
mm-hmm.
recognizing, acknowledging it, and celebrating it. And so that would be a unique experience, I would think, for many people.
Yeah, I see people, I see the littlest things make the biggest differences. You know, I think that we all even have a belief about, you know, if we're really going to pursue something like that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to change my whole life. And changing may come, but we don't focus on gigantic changes, you know. Everything is a journey, and so it's one step at a time. But, you know, the smallest step can be such a powerful step.
Right. I biked cross country, and I always think of the Rocky Mountains, and it was a big climb over those Rocky Mountains, and that's always my metaphor. Okay, we're climbing the mountain. It's one pedal at a time, one pedal at a time.
Yes.
But that's how you get over it, you know, and it's a good metaphor kind of for life, for business, you know, for all of it.
Yeah.
So,
I think just having somebody there, too, who is constantly, you know, there with you and encouraging you and supporting you makes a big difference. That has always made a very big difference for me.
Yeah, definitely. So we have 2 minutes left. Any last words of wisdom to share with the audience before we wrap up?
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, I think the biggest thing I would say is that for anybody who is, you know, really wanting to connect with an intuitive tool that's really going to make a big difference not only in your business but in your life, that working with your dreams is one way that is tremendously helpful. And I would really encourage people, too, to get in touch with the goal of their business, what is the purpose of their business, and find a space within themselves where whatever it is that they are doing or sharing with the world or wanting to share, that they really come from a place of the heart and focus more on what it is they have to share, and because different things start showing up around us when that happens. And it's just a real pleasure to be able to speak with everybody here. I also just want to say thank you. I can't seem to type into the chat room, but I wanted to say thank you for the people that are on there and making the comments. I really, really appreciate that. And I just appreciate being part of your show, Donna.
Well, I want to thank you for being here and for the listeners who added to the conversation. It was great having you. And talking about this, I'm going to start a journal because I've been having some great dreams, so now I'm going to start writing them down, and I thank you for that tool. If you have questions for Bambi, remember you can go to her website at bambicorso.com, and you can sign up for her ebook there and get information about her upcoming four-week teleseminar, bambicorso.com. If you have questions for me, you're welcome to leave them here at Blog Talk Radio, or you can reach me via my website at compassroseconsulting.com. And I want to thank you. This is Donna Price and Bizology Buzz Radio signing off today, November 30th, 2010. Tomorrow is December. Until our next business building show, take care, stay focused, and build your success step by step. Thank you so much, Bambi. Have a great day.
Thank you, Donna.